Hey, good morning, everyone. Continuing with Hilchos Sukkah, I think this is one of those items that comes up probably more often than most. Certainly something that I get questions about a lot. Haus sukkaso tachas anfei ilan. If a person builds a sukkah beneath the branches of a tree, harehi psula, it is puzzle. And it should be noted, I think we're probably aware of this, that it doesn't matter how high the tree is. If the tree is 100 feet up in the air, but there are limbs that stretch over the sukkah, that could potentially pasel the sukkah that's built beneath those limbs. Remember, we spoke about last time how the schach needs to be thick or dense enough that we achieve tilasa meruba mechamasa, that there's more shade than sun. So now, in this case, you would say, well, look, the tree limbs are so sparse, the leaves and the branches that are hanging over the sukkah are so sparse that it actually only constitutes chamasa meruba mitilasa. Right, that there's still more sun streaming through those branches than there is shade. And therefore, by adding additional schach, it's really still the schach that's actually making this, that's creating a kosher sukkah. It's the schach that I'm adding that then achieves tzilasa meruba mechamasa, therefore shouldn't it be kosher? No. V'mkein v'schach sheniach aleha asas ha-sukkah mikol makom psula, it's still pasul. Now, we're talking about a scenario in which the sukkah is effectively completely beneath the tree. If there is a particular limb that stretches out, it doesn't invalidate the entirety of the sukkah, but you have to consider whatever schach is immediately beneath it as being pasul. And then you have to figure out so where you then stand with the remainder of the sukkah. In all likelihood, you could probably sit in another area of the sukkah, but it is very much a case-by-case basis. If you have any trouble with particular trees in your backyard, let me know. I'm happy to help to try to figure it out. If you then sever the trees, so that now those tree limbs drop down to the sukkah, the sukkah is still going to be pasul. Why? The chag ha-sukkos you shall make for yourself. Much like tzitzis. You have to make it. It can't be something that becomes made. It can't be that it's already in a state without your direct activity, your direct involvement. And therefore, if they just fall there, but they were already initially, they were in a scenario where they were in a position of invalidity, you need to actually actively move it. You have to pick it up and you have to place it back down, saying that this is for the purpose of the sukkah. If you have a sukkah in some circumstances, even if you have a sukkah that's an old sukkah, and let's say the schach has been there all throughout the year, then you need to readjust it similarly before sukkahs. If you are building a sukkah for the purpose of sukkahs exclusively for this year, then you don't have to worry about this. It's happening automatically, but something in some circumstances to be aware of, that it needs to be active, needs your active participation in creating the schach, not something that just comes about effectively on its own.